USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A series of failures led to a fuel leak at the Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility in Hawaii. The pollution sickened nearby families who rely on a nearby well for their water. In May of 2021, operators began a fuel transfer that caused a surge of pressure, damaging pipe joints. Like our politics regarding climate change, some believe we only have a few years to live. Some believe the Earth will take care of herself. The Supreme Court on Thursday shot down the EPA's overreaching mandate, saying the agency must have congressional approval before making any business change operations. It was a 6-3 vote. The International Criminal Court marked the 20th anniversary of its establishment Friday as its prosecutors probed war crimes in countries around the world, including what one expert called a make-or-break investigation in Ukraine. This as more civilians were killed Friday by Russian missiles. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Some Delta Airline pilots are on strike.
Delta Airlines pilots in Washington State are picketing as negotiations over a new contract continues. Airline Pilot Association International spokesperson Evan Bach responds to critics who argue pilots already earn a lot of money.
We're focused on not only compensation, but also improving our quality of life and ensuring a better retirement and insurance for our pilots, as well as increased job protections for pilots.
Delta announced it was reducing the number of flights on its schedule over the summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court said Thursday the Biden administration can end a Trump-era immigration policy to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration courts. It's a victory for a White House that will assist in their open border policy. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24-7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
President Biden in front of the world bashed America and the Supreme Court Thursday as he spoke at a NATO summit. Florida Republican Representative Carlos Jimenez on the House Homeland Security Committee says Biden, because the Supreme Court of the United States put abortion responsibility onto the states, has become unhinged.
No. Look, President Biden is unhinged, and he should not have done that. You know, this is the third branch of government. It's a co-equal branch of government. They did what they thought they had to do. I applaud their decision. It goes back to the states. It goes back into the hands of the people. It should have been a political decision, not a judicial decision 50 years ago. So I applaud what they did. And obviously, he doesn't. Look, they're trying to say make a statement somehow that abortion, you know, is not going to happen in the United States. Certain states have, you know, basically abortion on demand. That's still the law of the land today. And so it's up to the states, it's up to the people in those states to decide how that's going to play out in their particular state. And rightly so. I think the Supreme Court was right on in that decision.
A pair of Space Force technology payloads using its Atlas V rocket was delayed Thursday because of lightning in and around Cape Canaveral, Florida. The USSF-12 mission involves two satellites that will help the Space Force test and develop systems for future national security space missions. They'll try to launch again this evening about 6 p.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.